Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We go live to Ukraine and Joseph Lindsley. Joe, hello to you. Where are you this afternoon?
Bob, good afternoon. I'm speaking to you from Kharkiv, from the same neighborhood called Saltivka, from which I spoke to you back in September. And when I reported here in September, it was a much scarier situation. I had a bulletproof vest. We could hear shelling and cluster bombs all around us. And now it is calm. I see people walking their kids with strollers. So there's peace here, a sign of the great success Ukraine has made. But I am surrounded by rubble. And sorry, it's cold as well. I'm looking right now at a 10-story building, and one entire wall is collapsed. But then, amid all the rubble, there are cranes, and there are people are rebuilding. These are old Soviet block concrete buildings, and they're amazingly strong. Several months ago, I would have thought that they would have torn these buildings down, but they're simply patching them up and making them, you know, livable once again. A few minutes ago, I walked into one of these buildings where it's unlivable, except for one old man who stayed there. His wife died a couple months ago, and he still stays in this devastated building. At one point, we turned into what used to be a living room, and this is on the eighth floor, and you look down eight stories, just a giant hole in the middle of the building because of the missiles that were lobbed at these buildings every day for the very beginning of the war. And the old man, Igor, he told me there was a fire that burned for 4 days. And as you walk through the rubble, you see, you know, iPads or nice dishes, and you see the remnants of the life that people were living on February 23rd. It's very difficult to see, but there's also these signs of progress. And earlier today, with our team here, Ukrainian Freedom News and local friends, we traveled even closer to Russia, which is always a scary enterprise. And we've had off and on alarms throughout the day, but it's been quiet here. And we went to a little village called Old Saltiv, and that village was occupied for 2 months. And we brought humanitarian aid. There were boxes of food from the United Nations that can serve a family for a week. And as we were delivering these items, we spoke with people, and they shared their stories. And there was this one couple, and they said their kids were in their 20s, and they were living in the city, but the couple was living in the village. And so the Russians took the village so quickly, no one had time to escape. And they were describing how they were, there was a bridge that the Ukrainians had blown up to sort of trap the Russians, but it cut off the villagers from each other. And this old couple, or like middle-aged couple, was trying to help old grannies escape. And at one point, the shelling started. And so they all lied down in a ditch in the field. And in one moment of humor, the man said they had a little tiny puppy with them. And the puppy was also lying, just like the humans in the field. And it gave them some kind of comic relief. But they all went through so much hell there. And then the locals showed us around. And, you know, this little village, now that they are liberated, they are gathering humanitarian aid for other villages that are undergoing serious strife, including for Bakhmut. And so you see, you know, even though these people are tired, now that they have freedom and some kind of peace, they're working to help people around in other places in the country. But they took us to this place. There was kind of at the edge of the village, and there was an evacuation column. There were people trying to get out in the early weeks of the war. And you can see the burned out cars. And then there's a little ridge sort of around the bend. And over that ridge, a Russian tank came over the ridge, and it just started to fire at these cars. And everyone in this convoy was killed. And we went to the cars, and there was a mix. You could barely tell what kind of cars these were. This one you can make out was a BMW because you could see the owner's manual. But everything was burned and absolutely destroyed. But you would see in the snow around the cars, you could see walkers of old people. You could see Crocs that might have been for kids, you know, the little like kind of sandal shoes. And there was a purse. And so you could see these like tiny little vestiges of the people that were totally burned and destroyed as they thought they were escaping. And that tank came over and ruined and it took away their lives. And so you're surrounded by these ghosts and these haunting images. And as one member of our team here, Luca, is from Western Ukraine. In the West, you know, people get, you know, depressed sometimes, but it's interesting here, even though everyone has PTSD, as they tell me, they have smiles in their faces and they have they joke. And it's because they're so grateful to have survived so far.
I continue to be amazed, and we all do, listening to your reports, by the spirit of the Ukrainian people. And I'm struck by two things in particular listening to you today, Joseph. One is the fact that this rebuilding effort goes on as war continues to rage on. And also just the fact that you're able to speak to us as you're walking around today in Kharkiv is quite amazing.
Yeah, well, because I remember the last time I spoke to you from this neighborhood, you might hear some shivers in my voice now because it's cold. But the last time, the listeners noted that you can hear the fear in my voice because it was terrifying. Then, I mean, the artillery could have hit anywhere. And now the situation is here is so much different. There was a today as we looked at the bridge that the Ukrainians blew up, and it was as they were trying to take back that village of Old Saltiv. And it cut the village off. And so now they've constructed a temporary sort of walking bridge so that people from the cut off part can come get supplies. And as we're walking, it's over a lake and there are people ice fishing. And it was such a beautiful scene to see the snow and people in little tents ice fishing. But then underneath that, they're fishing because that's probably the only way they can get a decent meal. And so as always, it's these contrasts, of images, but I think the underlying thing is the spirit of survival and, mm-hmm. and the human spirit. And that's, it's, yesterday I went to, it's a restaurant that it started off as a volunteer hub and it was just people making food for those who had nothing to eat. And then they realized they were great cooks. They made amazing Ukrainian, cabbage and dumplings and soups, one of the best soups I've ever had. And so they turned it into a business now. And so this is the will, the spirit of survival and freedom that is everywhere here in this country.
Joseph Lindsley, as always, Joe, you paint such poignant pictures for us. And be careful out there. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob.